Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. So very thankful for all the many people that come there every day and that send us emails. And, you know, we look at statistics there, and there's just lots of people that come there because, you know, there's a lot to do there. We're thankful that God has blessed that. And again, you can listen to our sermons. You can see what you're hearing right now with text and audio right there on the website. If you're listening to it on a radio station and you didn't catch all of it, go to voiceofvision.org the same day. If you miss the day, hit on Daily Blog. And you can find the whole weeks there. You can find every program we've done there. And you can hit on the archives if you just want to hear it. You can hit where it says Vision Radio. But if you want to see the text and leave a comment, you go to voiceofvision.blogspot.com, but you don't have to memorize that or remember that or write it down. Just hit Daily Blog right there from voiceofvision.org, and we get people all over the world telling us about it, and we're thankful for that. And again, we praise God for His grace and His mercy towards us, and we hope that these programs are a blessing to you. And these programs this week have been from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. What we've done is taken a sermon called I Tell You With Tears, and we've broken it up into bite-sized bits here in our little 15-minute program. And we're in day 4 now, and we're actually called today's message I Tell You With Tears. It's sort of the final one of this, and we're going to follow up with something called Save to Serve tomorrow that kind of fits in line with this. But basically, Paul has been talking about the fact that he is counting on the righteousness of Christ. He's not counting on his Judaism and his all this wonderful stuff that he did in the sense of worldly things and towards Judaism. And he had the right education and he had the right upbringing and he had the right works and the right job and all that. And he says it's nothing compared to the surpassing worth of Christ. And he goes, I'm trying to make Christ my own as He's made me His own. I have the righteousness that comes by faith. But now having said that, he says you can't be complacent. You must press on. And those that don't press on fall back and fall away. Make no mistake about it. Paul calls them, now listen, he says they are enemies of the cross of Christ. My goodness. People would say, oh, he's just such a meanie today, wouldn't they? You know, the Philippians is the epistle of joy, and you don't hear people talk about this passage in this way, but listen, that's what he's saying. Again, let's give us our basic outline of this text from Philippians 3, 12 through 19. In verse 12, Paul's saying he's not there yet. He's not perfect, but he's pressing on to know Jesus more. Verse 13, he isn't complacent. He leaves his old life behind and strives towards his destiny. Again, if your destination is heaven, your destiny will be holiness. In verse 14, he moves towards his goal, the upward call. Which goal are you running towards? Who's he carrying the team, you know? Oh, I'll just run a little bit for the other team, then I can turn around at the last second. Verse 15, many people think that way, but mature people think this way. They keep maturing, and God gives them more light. Verse 16, more maturing people, people who are pressing on, they walk consistent with the light they already have. That's what we've covered so far. Now in verse 17, he says that people who are pressing on follow and fellowship with like-minded maturing saints. Verse 18, he's warned them many times and with a broken heart that many are not really Christ's. And verse 19, those that are not pressing on are falling away to their own desires for earthly things. They have the wrong mindset. Let me go ahead and read verses 17 through 19. Again, this is, I tell you with tears. He says, brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eye. And what does he mean? He means being humble and admitting you're not there yet and trying to press on towards the call, the upward call, the prize, the goal of Christ Jesus. He says, keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, how many is many? I don't know except this. It's many. Many of whom I've often told you and now tell you even with tears. It doesn't make Paul feel good. It breaks his heart to see that people who claim the name of Jesus Christ profane the name of Jesus Christ, treating what is holy as something that is common. Friends, Christians don't do that. They can do that for a time, but they will heed the warning call of the Word of God and they will turn. Did you hear me? Yes, I know God's sovereign. Yes, I believe that God chooses you from eternity past and you will make that free decision in eternity present and live with Him in eternity future. And your future is secure. No one can pluck you out of God's hand, and you can't even jump out because He's holding you. But I'll say this, those that will be dangling on the edge, God uses the warnings. He uses means. Just like the fact that He's called you and you still make that choice yourself. It is Him that made you alive and that's why you make the choice. But the fact of the matter is that Paul says, I haven't arrived yet. I press on. Mature people think this way. You need to imitate those kind of people because it breaks my heart to see that many walk as the enemies of the cross of Christ. And he doesn't say, well, they walk as the enemies of the cross of Christ, but, you know, they'll be okay. No. He says their end is destruction. Look again, he says, brothers, join in imitating me. Now, let me just address something that's coming up in my mind here, and perhaps yours. You say, well, he's not talking about Christians here, walking as enemies of the cross of Christ. Those aren't Christians. No, friend. Why would he be warning them? Why would he be talking about people and talking about maturing people and pressing on if it didn't really matter? It does matter. It does matter. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. They glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. He's not talking about people that don't claim the name of Christ. He's talking about people that do. The context is very clear. He's talking about pressing on and maturing and following after the way he's following after. And he says, people can talk the talk, but if they don't walk the walk, they're walking away, they're falling away, they're falling behind, they'll be left behind. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. That's strong language, friend. And he says, their end is destruction. Their God is their appetites. Verse 17, people who are pressing on follow and fellowship with like-minded maturing saints. Whose examples are you following? You are, after all, following after something, someone, pressing on to be like them. Sometimes if we can't change our friends, folks, we need to change friends. Let me say that again. If you can't change your friends, you need to change friends. Make God the goal of your life. Fellowship with other people who are doing it right. And walk in the light you already have, and you will be given more light to walk by. This is what pressing on is about. Otherwise, you will be like the many that fall back and fall away. Again, Paul is not saying you have to be perfect. He is saying that maturing believers strive toward it, and those that do not are not who they think they are. Too many talk a good game, but God is not mocked. If they actually trusted Christ, they would treasure Him. But their lives prove that their treasure lies elsewhere. Looking at verse 18 and 19, this again, it breaks my heart too, thinking about it. He's warned them many times with a broken heart that there's many that are not really Christ's. Not the ones that are obvious, it's the ones that think that they are, but they aren't. Those that are not pressing on are falling away to their own desires for earthly things. They have the wrong mindset. Many who profess Christ do not actually possess Christ. He's warned them many times. He tells them with tears that many walk as enemies, not in doctrine, but in practice. And he says, for many, I've told you now. See, again, he's talking to them. He's not talking to people outside. He's talking about people inside. He says, many walk as enemies, not in doctrine, but in practice. What is your mindset? In other words, what is your mind set on? Colossians 3, 1 and 2 tells us we're not supposed to have mind earthly things, but have our mind set on heavenly things where we are hidden with Christ in God. We're dead, and in Him we're alive. we're doing dead works and we're not pressing on. And Paul's trying to tell you, if people are not pressing on, they're not actually Christians. They may be in name, but not for real. This passage right here, Philippians 3, 12 through 19, you get it down in your soul. This passage is clear that this is the normal Christian life. The high call must be answered. It is not that your work saves you, but that if you are saved, God will give you the desire to answer the call. It says their God is their belly. That means their appetites, what they set their minds on, what has them fascinated, what they live and strive for, what is most important to them. It says, who set their minds on earthly things. These people don't treasure Jesus. They're not broken over their sin, and their heart grows harder, and their sight becomes dimmer, and their mind becomes more clouded every day. You know what? They are pressing on. Yeah. But they're pressing on to perdition. No one stands still to the things of God. You're either going to be pressing on towards the upward call, or you're going to be pressing on down the path of destruction. Paul's not getting his kicks out of telling this message. He says, there's many, and I've told you many times, and I tell you with tears. Many walk as the enemies of the cross of Christ, and I'm telling you the same thing, folks. People talk about this great revival that we're going to have in the end and all that, and I don't see it. I see people falling behind. And they're going to fall away. And yeah, you know what? We still could have a revival. But we must answer the upward call, and we must press on. Souls are at stake, including yours. We will either press on or fall away. In doing that, we must remember it isn't your decision to start, but your determination to stay that counts. Because there's many people that start strong, but they don't finish up strong. And Paul and Peter and John and the whole New Testament tells you that, you know, the same thing Jesus said, he that endures to the end shall be saved. The book of Philippians itself says we can do, and that word means endure. We can endure all things through Christ who strengthens us, but many people lose strength because they're not really with Christ. I tell you with tears, myself. I see it everywhere. People are saying they're in the kingdom of God and they walk away from God. We need to press in. We need to keep pressing in to Jesus, to know him even as he knows us, to make him our own even as he's made us our own. We got to press in so that we can press on. Well, that's about all I have to say today. I hope you've listened to these broadcasts. Hope you go back and listen to them. I hope you tell your friends. If you want a printed transcript or CD copy, you email me, PastorJD@voiceofvision.org. Got one more message for you tomorrow to follow up. We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. Press on. God bless you.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.